She and the others drying shrimp on the road were doubly angry that the new plant would need a new port, and that would displace their husbands who tie up their fishing boats there. Trucks rumbled by, throwing up dust, as the women emptied their baskets of shrimp. They kept every bit of themselves covered, wide-brimmed hats, face masks, gloves. Coal accounts for 36% of the country's power generation capacity now. It is projected to grow to 42% by 2030, according to the government. To feed those plants, Vietnam will need to import 90 million tons of coal by 2030. But coal projects are also sparking community opposition, rare in a country that squelches dissent. Villagers blocked a highway in 2015 to protest a Chinese project in the southeast. The provincial authorities quashed another proposed plant in the Mekong Delta. Most plants in Vietnam use old, polluting technologies that many investors, including Marubeni, have recently promised not to back in future projects. A company spokesman said by email that it would continue with the Nghe San project to contribute to stable power supply and to economic growth. Vietnam says it is on track to meet its emissions reductions targets under the Paris Accord. So too China and India, with far bigger carbon footprints. But those targets were set by the countries themselves, and they will not be enough to keep global temperatures from rising to calamitous levels. The United States has said it will exit the Paris Climate Pact. Those sobering facts loom over the next round of international climate negotiations, starting December 3 in the heart of Poland's coal country. The American delegation plans to promote coal at the event, just as it did last year's talks in Bonn, Germany. In the public imagination, the coal miner has long been a symbol of industrial virility, a throwback to an era when hard labor, particularly men's labor, rather than robots, fueled economic growth. That idea has been central to politics. German coal miners have lifted the fortunes of that country's far-right party. Poland's right-wing government has promised to open new coal mines. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison rose to power as a champion of coal.